Welcome to In Faith Network Radio. Celebrate Christ with us as we go behind the scenes of Christian entertainment to reveal hidden blessings and share with the Christian community. In Faith Network Radio.
Hello and welcome this evening to In Faith Network Radio. I am your host, Lisa Watson. And I'm hoping everyone is having a wonderful day thus far. And I don't know about anybody else, but I'm almost done with decorations, but I'm on a writing deadline right now. So trying to juggle, you know, work and family obligations, but I can say at least the tree is up and the bulk of the outdoor decorations are in place. And as everyone knows, 'tis the season. For Christmas, it will be here shortly, and it's a time for reflection, of course, on the joyous birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's also a time when we celebrate family and the memories of those both with and no longer with us, and the splendor of giving, not just gifts, but of our hearts, our time, love, and devotion. And my guest this evening is very passionate about telling stories of faith and hope and about love. She strives to capture her readers with engaging stories that are faith-based with an element of love. I'm so sorry. Now faith, hope, and love remain. These three things, and the greatest of these is love. And, of course, this is an excerpt taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13. And in addition, of course, to being a Christian author, my guest is also the co-owner of Kevstel Group. It's a Christian entertainment company specializing in movie productions, book publications, and hosting events. And tonight we'll be discussing her novel, When You Let Go, and her upcoming novel as well, A Scoop of Love, which is book one in the Sons of Ishmael series. Born in Akron, Ohio, to Nigerian parents, my guest tonight spent her childhood and early adulthood years in Port Harcourt, Nigeria. She holds a Bachelor's of Science degree in finance and banking, in addition to that, a master's degree, and she's worked in various operations and management positions in the banking and financial sector, and she's also the COO of Kevstel Group, LLC, where she manages day-to-day operations and publications. So she's very well-versed in the literary world, and she is a published author of Unexpected Blessings, The Christmas Ultimatum, and of course, When You Let Go. She has published many flash fiction and short stories, and in fact, her work has appeared in Africa Book Club, in the Kenyan e-zine, Wa Maathai, and she can definitely tell me if I've mispronounced that horribly in just a second, as well as numerous radio shows and blogs. And she's currently working on her next novel as we speak. So her readers are definitely in love with the unique way that she tells stories and captures the essence of her present home base, Atlanta, Georgia, as well as her Nigerian culture. She calls them her God-given stories and strives every day to use her gift to edify His glory. So it is my pleasure this evening to welcome Yinoma Nwankwor to the show. Welcome, Yinoma.
Hi, Lisa. Thank you for having me. I'm so glad to be here.
I am so glad you are here as well. It is great to have you on the show. I'm very excited, and I'm sure listeners can't wait to learn more about you and how you got started writing Christian fiction.
Great. Let's do this. Christian fiction. Okay, how I got started. This is going to be a great show, so I hope listeners are listening and getting ready to call in because we're going to have a lot of fun tonight.
Well, Yinoma, funny you should speak because we do have two callers on the line right now. So they wasted no time whatsoever. So
that's good.
We will bring them on the line in just a second, but first we'd like to hear more about you.
Okay. Well, what can I say? More about me. Well, as you guys know, my name is Anoma Wankwor. I actually have a career in numbers, but I have my passion and talent in art. I don't know if that makes sense. But anyway, so I'm a wife, a mother of two. I have a company. It's a Christian entertainment company, and I write Christian fiction. I also do blog as well. So first daughter, four boys after me, no sister. I really did want a sister, but hey, sometimes that's life.
That's true. So,
and I have a couple of books, as you mentioned before.
Hang on just a second. Let me bring our callers on the line. And because I'm sure they have a question, and we'll get their questions answered before we go into mine. So hang on just a second. Hi, thanks for calling In Faith Network. This is Lisa. Who do I have on the line? Hello, are you here? Can you hear me okay? Hello? Okay, well, we're going to put that caller on hold just a second, and we'll try the next caller.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air. This is Lisa.
Hi, how are you? This is Norma, Jared. I was just calling to listen in.
Because
I've read some of her work and I just love what she's doing, so I just wanted to be supportive.
Oh,
this right here is
great.
A thrill. Hi, Norma.
How are you?
I'm good. Oh, that's a thrill. Thank you for calling in and supporting me.
No problem. My pleasure.
Okay, well, I'm going to mute your phone, but you your mic, but you will be able to listen in. So just hang on just a second.
Sure.
And I'm going to actually go back to the next caller to see if they are able to be heard this time. So hang on just one second. Hi, this is Lisa.
Hi, this is Kelly Hattie. I'm just calling to give my support to you, Noma.
Hey, Kelly, how are you? Glad we could finally get a hold of you.
Hi, Kelly, how you doing?
I'm good, good. I'm glad I'm excited to hear. I just bought the Christmas one, so I'm about to jump into that.
Okay, cool. Thank you for calling in.
Okay, hang on a second, Kelly. We're going to mute your mic, but you'll still be able to listen in.
Okay.
Okay, well, we better get this show on the road because we've got lots of callers here listening. So, you know, Ma, 'tis the season for holiday cheer, right? I mean, what special things do you like to do with your family at this time of the year? You were telling me before we came on air that you've got 2 weeks before Christmas off, so...
Yes,
tell us all about
I
the fun things that you
worked,
and your family
so
do.
I get that off. Yes, yes. Well, it's so funny because I think Christmas growing up and Christmas now that I'm an adult and I have my own family are two different things. I always tell this funny story of my birthday is the day before Christmas. So my parents always give me one gift. However, my husband's not allowed to give me one gift. He gives me two gifts. Because they're two different days.
Right.
So for the holidays now, I think I spend more time at home. I have the last 2 weeks off every year. That's been good to me. So every year I have the last 2 weeks off. It's a time of reflection for me. But most importantly, I like spending it with my kids, you know, my family.
Mm-hmm.
Me and my daughter, we bake cookies. Me and my son, we just decorate Christmas tree. You know, we just all hang together. And I guess I cherish those moments because I've – experience that, you know, life is fleeting sometimes. You know, it can take you off guard. So I try, and, you know, during the year, there's not a lot of time during the day. It's almost, okay, where did the 24 hours go? You know, you're rushing to school, you're rushing to work, you're rushing. So the holidays are kind of like a wind-down time for me. I don't get caught up in the stress. I never do Black Friday. I never do any kind of rush shopping. If we get it, we get it, that kind of stuff. See, I take it easy and just think about the goodness. I've seen the end of the year. That's huge. A lot of people take it for granted, but it's huge for me.
Right.
So I just take it all in. We just have fun and watch Christmas movies. That's my thing.
Oh,
everybody that follows me know I love Hallmark.
Oh, me too. I've just been telling my daughter, I'm like, okay, we're getting behind because I just knew, I told myself December 1st, me and that TiVo, we're going to get started recording things, and we're a little behind schedule. But I was just telling her that, you know, I really love recording all the made for, you know, TV movies or the Christmas-themed movies based on books and stuff by authors, a few that we've actually had on our show. And it's also really nice to look at the old stuff, too, the classics that I grew up on when I was little.
Yes.
So you're right. It is a great time to not be so harried and rushing around.
Exactly.
And I'm like you.
Yeah.
I'm like, I do a lot of online shopping because it's like, I do not want to be in lines. I don't get any joy from, you know, that part of it, you know, just being hectic, searching for parking spaces and just craziness.
Yeah.
But, you know, I really agree with you on being able to just take a step back and relax and enjoy your family because, you know, family is definitely what it's all about.
All about, exactly. That's really my belief as well.
Well, we have another call on the line, so hang on a second. You know, I'm going to bring them in just a second. Hi, thanks for calling In Faith Network Radio. This is Lisa. Who do I have on the line?
Hi,
can you hear me? Hi.
Hi, Lisa. I was just listening. This is Paulette.
Hi, Paulette. How are you?
Hi, Paulette. How are you?
I'm good. How are you two? I'm enjoying the segment.
Thank you for calling in.
You are so welcome. I didn't know I was going to get dialed in.
Oh, well, you know, do you have a question for you, Norma, or you just want to kind of listen into the show?
No, I just had. I was just listening in and supporting of my sister. That's it.
Well, that's awesome. Well, hang on a second. I am going to mute your mic, but you will still be able to listen in. And, you know, can you believe it? We have even another caller on the line. So
I told you. I called it, Lisa.
Hang on just one second. Hi, thanks for calling In Faith Network Radio. This is Lisa. Who do I have on the line? Hello? Can you hear me? Okay, well, they're not back yet, so we're going to mute their line as well, and we're going to trudge on with the show. So, Yanoma, you had a Christmas novel out last year, The Christmas Ultimatum, and as an author, how do you like writing holiday-themed novels? Do you find it's more fun?
Well, I don't know. I think I'll be in the minority, but no. I find it limited. Yeah, I really did find it limiting because last year was just that's why when you were introducing me, you called it my God-given stories. That was something I had to let out. I couldn't keep it. It just kept, because first of all, I was writing When You Let Go. I was really going down that road, and I had to stop because this story will not let me sleep.
I understand
had to
completely.
Release it, you know?
Right.
So I released it. It was so fast for me. I can't even explain it. You know how you just know it's just something that's not you really? Because the plot was going every. I was not stuck. I was not anything. I just had to get it out.
See, and definitely I agree with you because I think in those moments, that's something that was put on your heart to write and you're supposed to get it out. Because I find when things aren't, you know, when they flow really well and things just, everything lines up properly, that's when I know God's hand is definitely in that, because, you know, it is just so flawless and everything just moves, you know, just straight down the line. So I definitely understand that.
And you know what, Lisa, what I really believe is in the moment you are still, that's when you get it. You see, I think sometimes
Absolutely.
We just try to fix it and hurry it up because it got to be our deadline and it has to be looking this way and this is what we thought it's going to be. But really, that book was a testament of sat down and it came. And I was like, okay, let me just put it out there. But, you know, Christmas themes, Valentine themes, I enjoy reading them, but I find them limiting when I was writing it. It's like, okay. Gonna do this Christmas thing, I guess.
Yes, indeedy. Now, before we get wrapped up hearing more about Unoma, I'd like to let listeners know, obviously you've heard, our live chat session is open, so you can come into the live chat session. You are also welcome to comment or ask questions there. You can, of course, call us at area code 646-200-4071 or toll free at 877-497-5906. And as you've heard, we do have several callers on the line who are calling in to support Unoma. You can definitely call in, and for those listeners who want to know more about Unoma as we're talking to her, I will give her a second and let her tell you her website address. So definitely check her out there as well. So Unoma, I'll let you give that.
Sure. My website is www.unomawankwor.com. That's UNOMAWANKWOR, unomawankwor.com.
Now, Unoma, you've received some very high praise about your novels, and as we can attest to the amount of people that are on hold right now, some readers have said that you set up your scenes with an emotional punch that will keep hearts racing, and about how you weave a distinctive, spicy flavor of West Africa into your novels, and how you feel right at home, bringing in the food, pidgin English, quirky expressions, cultural norms. So tell us a little bit about pidgin English and some of the other cultural aspects of West Africa.
Sure. Pidgin English is just broken English. So pidgin English is Nigeria, as you know, was colonized by Britain, so we speak the Queen's English. However, we do speak broken English, and I think it's what we in America here will call Ebonics. So we speak broken English, right? And this goes back to anybody that's listening. I mean, I think it goes back to being authentically you. When I wanted to start writing, I said, okay, I live in America. I was born in America, lived here a while, went back home. So both places are in me. However, do I want to sound just like this author, or do I want to sound just like that author, or do I want to just be me? Somebody out there will actually read the story and relate. I do not even imagine it would be this much, right? I just thought, okay, I'm just going to take what I have in me and put it out there and let's see what happens. And God aligned it in such a way that I got an editor who has lived in Africa. So when they're able to say, no, this is to Nigerian, take that, this is to American, put that here, do that here. And I understand that they know what they're talking about, you see. So he will give you the helpers you need now. When you're ready, he will align what you're supposed to have. So that's and I explored this in my first novel, An Unexpected Blessing, because the heroine was a Nigerian who had a typical problem that most Nigerian ladies that come to diaspora have. You're not anybody until you're somebody's wife. So she had that problem. And then she met, but her parents were like, okay, you got to be somebody's wife, but you got to be a Nigerian person's wife. That's our criteria. But as God will have it, she found an African-American man. So in the novel, I kind of show how she teaches, because he has to pretend to be her fiancé so they won't have her in this arranged marriage. So there's a lot of places in the novel where she's teaching him the food, she's teaching him the English, she's teaching him the language. She messes it up, of course. But I just
how unique.
And people caught it, and they loved it. And so when you let go, I have all the time, any tribe I'm exploring, I put their language in there.
Mm-hmm.
And people love it. They love the pidgin English. They love the... I can't explain it, Lisa. I just want to
I understand completely. Yes, I agree, because I kind of do the same thing where whatever I'm writing about, if it's a different culture, I definitely try to weave some of that, you know, ethnicity into the story, because I think it, you know, it makes it come alive in a way that, you know, it never would if you didn't do that. And which segues nicely into my next question. I believe that God bestows everyone with a spiritual gift, something that they can offer the world that's uniquely theirs. When did you know that writing was one of the things that you were destined to do? And did you embrace it immediately, or did you have doubts about it?
Oh, no. Okay. I knew I could write a long time ago. However, knowing that I could write is not a thing, and it's knowing that people will want to read what I know how to write.
Mm-hmm.
So I used to help my mom. You know, she would write her minutes, you know, and in her medias or whatever, and
mm-hmm.
she would hand it to me to wordsmith it, right? So I would
wordsmith
it. And this was as young as 11, 12. I would wordsmith
it
and give it to her. When I got older, I used to write in journals. So I could always weave a story like no man's business. You know, storytelling and it's craft of writing are two different things.
Mm-hmm.
So I never felt nobody will read what I want to write, but I used to read a lot. I read a lot of people's novels, and I was like, I remember I used to read Pat, or I read Rhonda, and I said, oh, God, I wish I can just write like this. But you know what? My husband knew I could write. So every day, I call it harassment. He called it pushing. I'm like, okay, you're harassing me now.
He calls it love.
I don't want to
write. Harassment.
I called it harassment. When I see him coming, I'm like, look, I want to just read this book in peace. Can you leave me alone? He's like, no, because you can write. But
right.
then something happened. I kept running away from it. I said, okay, you know what, God? I can't write, but let me just do this little blog thing that's just 300
mm-hmm.
words. People will read it,
mm-hmm.
and it'll be good. And people actually read it, and it'll be good. But that was not what I knew. I knew it, but I was afraid of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I went on a trip 2 years ago, a routine, and I think it's important to say this part because I went on a routine, and then you begin to understand, people that follow me, what I write about. I went on a routine trip. This is after years of going to church, going to school, coming back, going home, cooking, lying down, reading, blah, blah, aimlessly running through life.
Mm-hmm.
So I went on a routine business trip. In air, I collapsed for no reason.
Oh, my goodness.
That landed me in the hospital in a strange city in Ohio for a week
mm-hmm.
in intensive care.
Wow.
I guess my thing is, at that point, Lisa, I thought about it. If I had to go to God today, what would I tell him I did with what he gave me?
Right.
That right there changed my
life.
Did
you use did you use the gifts that you were given?
Yes. I just looked at my life, and I'm like, okay, I know I did this little blog, but that's not what he told me to do. I know I did this, that's not what he said. You know, there's a difference between doing good and doing the good that God told you to do.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, if I had died, what would I tell him I did? Would he tell me, well done? That changed my life. I came home. It took me a couple of months to recuperate, and I
mm-hmm.
started to write An Unexpected Blessing, and I have not looked back since then.
Awesome. You know, and because one of the things that I had to grapple with, and I so identify with what you're saying, because I've been writing forever, and it's so, you know, you hear everybody, oh, I've been writing since I was little. Well, it's true. But it was something that I just, I sort of did and stopped, sort of did and stopped, sort of did and stopped.
Yeah.
And then I realized if it's something in your life that you keep coming back to, it is something you are supposed to be doing. So at that point, I said, you know what, God, okay, I hear you. If it's something, you know, I get it, and it's just, that's when, once I finally said, okay, obviously this is something I'm supposed to be doing. This is one of my spiritual gifts. And from that moment on, it's kind of just like, you know, it's kind of just like you're walking down a path.
Yeah.
And things just get put in your path, in your path, in your path. And good things, not obstacles, mind you, but just, you know, opportunities get put into your path. So, gosh, I cannot believe we are 5 minutes to go. So let me get to some questions.
Really?
Hang on. I know. Haven't we been just flying?
We've had so much fun. Okay, let's do this.
Now, this is a question I ask everybody. So name one thing that you have to have when you're writing and why.
Music. I have to have earplugs in because that settles my soul. Music is everything to me. It just clears the cloud for me. Music. Yeah, I have to have that. My earplugs are always in.
Now, we touched earlier on the fact that in addition to being an author, you're also a COO. You have a Christian-based entertainment company, and you know, how's that juggling the author, the company, your careers, your novels, your family? How do you do it, Yunoma?
I don't know. And that's the simple truth. That's the truth of it. Really, it is the truth of it. Really.
I hear you.
I think what I think. Passion is pain. It drives you, right? It propels you to do those activities that lead you. I just know that one thing right now, I don't have a lot of time for wasting, you know. So that I do know. I think I've eliminated that. So everything is programmed. From the time I get up in the morning, take kids to school, do my business, come back home, I put them to bed, I chill. Then I do the business from like 8 to 12. And I go to sleep. And you know what? Miraculously, I have the energy to do it. I guess the energy comes from me following what I'm supposed to be doing.
Exactly. You have
I guess
it
that's
when
what
you
that
need
is.
It. Yes.
I always like when Paul says, but by the grace of God, I am what I am. Because I know that ordinarily, I couldn't.
But, you know, you always just, you find what you need.
Exactly.
You know, because you when you realize that, you know, the books that you write, they're not just about you. They're affecting other people in a positive way. And they're giving other people, it's just like food for thought. They're giving others, you know, other readers that come across your books, it's like it's giving them exactly what they need at the time that they need it. So,
yes.
You know, it's
I
just
a insult to God not to use what he gave you to do what you're supposed to do, because it's just like the part of it's to me it's an insult. So if I have that energy, I have friends who say, you're writing another one? I'm like, yeah, I mean, I can't do anything else.
Right, exactly.
So, I don't
say
know,
I'm
but,
in it for the
know.
Duration.
Yeah, so however long he gives it to me, I'll keep doing it.
Awesome. You know, I would like to thank our listeners and thank you for being here tonight. It has been such a pleasure having you. I cannot believe a half hour flew by that fast, but it has been such a pleasure just having you and just being able to talk to you tonight.
Oh, the pleasure was mine. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you
and
so
I'd
much.
Like to
thank you for those
thank
people that
you.
Called in.
Oh, yes,
to actually
absolutely. I want to
support me. You have no idea.
I want to thank all our listeners on the line right now holding. Thank you so much for calling in to support Yunoma. Listeners out there, thank you for joining us here at Readers Entertainment for our In Faith Network program. Don't forget to find us at www.readersentertainment.com. There will be a link for Readers Entertainment Radio at the top of the page where you can find Christian Readers Radio and the In Faith Network show. So I will be posting a recap blog later on this evening, so definitely check back if you'd like. You can leave a comment about tonight's show, and we'd love to hear from you. I'm your host,
Lisa
Watson.
Lisa, if you
have
the list of the callers, you let me know, because I'm supposed to give out the gift card, and the winner will be announced on my page. So if you have a list of the callers, just let me know.
Okay, callers, the ones that called in, if you can still hear us out there, definitely, if you can, go check out Yonoma on Facebook. Let her know that you were on the line today so that she can put you in the drawing for a $5 Amazon gift card. And listeners, be blessed, be inspired, and have a wonderful night.
Entertainment.
Thank
bye, Yonoma.
InFaithNetwork.com.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Join our ever-growing Christian community.